The right to medical care is one of the fundamental human rights. What are some of the strides that the Free State has made in this regard?
We have made quite a number of strides. Firstly, we have put together a plan to ensure that even people who come from far-flung areas in our province, they do receive medical care because we transport them on a daily basis to our central hospitals. The second thing that we have done, we have ensured that we put our systems together, and one of the key things that we'll be doing in this financial year is to ensure that we have electronic records management of our patients so that our people don't wait too long in our facilities, just waiting for the file to be drawn from the cupboard. The third thing that we are doing, we've also implemented AI-assisted operations in the province. We have launched a Vesias robotic system, which will assist our surgeons to perform surgeries with less chances of human error. So those are some of the advances that we have made. And in the process, we're working on ensuring that we increase our staff in the front line so that our people don't wait too long.
MEC, where there are still challenges regarding medical care and facilities, especially in rural areas of the province, what are some of the plans the department has improved service deliveries?
We have improved, and in fact, we're working on a clear plan of improving service delivery. But one of the key things that we have started to implement is a program of outreach of our specialists to reach out to areas that are far from the central area like Bloemfontein. So in the new financial year, our specialists will be going to our regional and some district hospitals to ensure that people in those far-flung areas receive services. The second issue is our plan to refurbish and to replenish our clinics, which are the first line of healthcare in terms of our plan, which is primary healthcare based. So those are two among the number of plans that we have put together to ensure that service delivery is reaching our people, even in the farthest of our province.
And what is your message to healthcare providers this Human Rights Month, seeing that every person has a right to live?
My message to the healthcare providers is that I know that the situation under which they work is not a perfect situation. I know that we have a lot of good men and women out there who are always doing their best, and I would like to urge them to continue to do what we have been called to do, because for us, healthcare is a calling. It's not only a profession. It's the work that we do to save lives, and that's what I'm making as a call. And as the political head of the department, I'm trying the best that I can to try and improve the conditions under which they work so that we can be able to serve our community with pride, and also they can also enjoy job satisfaction.